a flu shot? Why not both? Welcome to Community News. My name is Paul.
And I'm Jennifer.
Hello there, Jennifer.
Hello, and I'm, you know, I always said I don't do the kooky spellings. This time, I'm Jennifer with a G-H.
G-H.
Jennifer.
G-H. Wait, keep spelling for me, because I'm totally confused at this point.
G-H-E-N-N-I-F-E-R. Just like the
What's an
Jennifer
er?
For Jennifer, but... R?
Is an R an R?
Oh, is that what I said? Yeah. I meant E-R.
Oh.
Jennifer.
I didn't know. I didn't know if there was a letter that I forgot it from school. I haven't
like
been in a long
a
time.
Cross between Spanish and French. R. So I'm still half asleep.
Jennifer. You're half asleep. It's a Friday. How can you be half? Are you going to sleep the weekend away?
It's one of those weekends where I kind of like feel like, oh, I wish I could just watch Netflix all weekend on the couch and do nothing. But that's not
how can
happen.
You do that when the community center has two fascinating courses
I
this
can't
weekend?
Wait to hear. I purposely didn't look because I wanted to hear the report live from you like our listeners will.
Okay, so this weekend they're offering either a CPR class, which is wonderful, learn CPR, or a knitting class. Those are the two offerings this weekend.
For the weekend. Wow. So anybody who doesn't have plans for the weekend can go do CPR or knitting. Well, you know,
or both.
Or both. I've taken both of those classes, not here.
Right.
CPR, I think when we were in high school health, like maybe ninth grade.
Does that wear off since it's been high school? Not that you weren't.
But what I'll always remember is, are you all right? Are you okay? Help! 1, 2, 3, 4.
Really?
1, 2, 3, 4.
That's not how I know it.
How do you know it?
I know it from the episode of The Office.
Oh, okay.
When they did CPR training there.
And what did they do?
And they were doing Staying Alive. First I was, or they were doing some Bee Gees song. It was Staying Alive or something. And then Kelly Kapoor got up and started dancing instead of doing CPR.
Oh, I sort of remember that. I've watched The Office and then I rewatched it with my kids because they love it. I sort of remember that.
Right.
But I just remember in junior high health, I think the line was, are you all right? Are you okay? Help! And then 1, 2, 3, 4. Now they may have changed the what you do now. It's been that was probably 35 years ago.
So do you think either of our training, me from TV and you from junior high, still is applicable? No, you
maybe
don't think
we
so?
We should go take the CPR class at the senior center this weekend.
Okay, either that or we can learn how to
and
knit.
Knitting, I learned even further back. I was like maybe I was nine.
I do not know
Brooklyn,
how to
Brooklyn, New York, and I took on the weekend crocheting and knitting. What a weird child I was.
I do not know how to knit.
Okay, so but it's I admit that I don't really remember. I remember having the two needles. I remember that I liked crocheting more than knitting.
Really?
Crocheting was a little easier. It was one needle, and knitting was the two needles. I don't know. I liked crocheting more. I made scarves, hats. But, you know, how I always say the show is like a form of therapy because I haven't thought about it in years. What is a nine-year-old made me say to my father, you know what I want to sign up for on the weekend? There's free classes. I want to sign up for knitting and crocheting. 9 years old.
Well, much like your son, you were a pre-curmudgeon. Look at how you passed it down.
Right. I just couldn't wait to get to the early bird special part of life.
Right.
I was knitting and crocheting at 9 in a class. Like most kids, what are they doing on the weekend?
Were you wearing a shawl while you were crocheting at that time or no?
Mm-hmm.
A shawl?
Was because I'm always cold.
Yeah, wow.
But yeah, I was learning to knit and crochet on the weekends and singing in a Brooklyn citywide chorus. Well, these were free activities, and I needed to find free activities on the weekends. But, I mean, I really wanted to learn to play piano, dance, sing lessons. I guess they didn't offer those. So I did the chorus, and I learned to crochet and knit.
So are you going to be taking either of these classes or no?
Well, that's just what's
bringing
me down
memory lane. Or are you just going to sit on the couch
lane.
And watch Netflix?
Sitting on the couch and watching Netflix. Okay, I guess I should be I could be responsible and take CPR because I probably should have taken it again when the kids were babies. But I didn't. Children's Services, don't haul me away because they're still here. I probably was supposed
hashtags
to take that.
Children's Services, you're right.
Right. CPS.
You threw me under the bus. I'm calling Children's Services on you for my breast
will
idea.
Will they come now
my
that
t-shirt.
I didn't take baby CPR and now the kids are 14 and 16?
Yes, they will come now. There's no statute of limitations
so maybe
on this.
That would be the responsible thing, to get off the couch, to pull away from Netflix and not binge eating since I'm on a diet and I can't, and go to the community center and take CPR. The knitting, you know, would just be a self-indulgent thing. And so I guess if I was going to do one, I would do the CPR because I try to be responsible.
Well, you know, if you don't want to do either of those things,
yes.
I don't know if you saw, But in our community newspaper, I did leave through it. They had an advertisement.
I've not been looking.
For the tanning salon.
Oh, but I did see that there's that tanning salon is venturing out into different
Well, I think they're trying, much like they did at the Golden Globes.
Yes.
The tanning salon is offering free flu shots with every tan that you do.
Funny. I mean, that when I saw that was driving by and I saw a banner for that, and I thought, you couldn't write that comedy. That's so funny.
So you can radiate yourself, but you'll be okay from the flu, I guess. Exactly. Is that what they're trying to say?
Maybe they're trying to say they don't wipe down their tanning booths and that they may have been a flu patient in there before you. So this way you get the flu shot and you're covered for that.
I don't know. Either way, I'm not going.
It makes me think that the booths are dirty, which, you know, I get skeeved easily, so that makes me not want to
go
either.
You immediately go to that they're doing this because they know they have an outbreak of flu and they're just going to cover their bases.
They have like dirty, I want to say patients, but it's dirty customers who don't bathe and then they get in the tanning booth and clearly they don't wipe down the tanning booth. So they're thinking, well, I mean, if they can vaccinate for everything, they probably would. But the only thing they could get the vaccination for is flu shot. They should probably be vaccinating for STDs as well. But
when was the last?
Oh, wait, am I slandering or libeling the tanning salon?
We didn't say which one it is.
I didn't
so
say
you're
the
not.
Name of the tanning salon. I'm just saying tanning salons in general.
Oh, now you are. Great.
Oh,
now
every you're tanning not. Salon
every
in the
tanning
nation
is going to sue you.
In the Netherlands and in Iceland, where we have a lot of listeners, is going to sue us.
Well, in Iceland, if they can understand what it is. Right. Do you think they go to tanning salons in Iceland?
I wonder because, you know, are they just they're looking at the northern lights? There is a lot of darkness in Iceland. Maybe they go to tanning salons.
Have you been to a tanning salon?
Oh, you know what? When I was in college, I went.
You
like
did?
Twice when I was a senior in college, but that's it.
Weren't you in college in
Florida? Yeah, isn't that funny? I was. And so I was always tan. What happened was I had a car accident, and then my senior year, I had to do college back up here up north, and I felt so pale and so white and so, I don't want to say gross because I'm trying to be an empowered woman, but I didn't feel good about myself after having been like tanned and skinny and whatever in Miami. So I went to the tanning salon, but I don't like the orange tan. I didn't like it before, you know, our president made famous an orange tan. I think it just looks so, no offense to orange tanners and San Antonio tan. Maybe they've gotten better, but back then it was a different tan. Plus, I think you're asking for more skin cancer. I think it's unsafe.
Right. Okay.
Sorry, tanning salons. Everyone to do well in their business.
Okay,
but
so there'll be no CPR,
maybe
no
CPR.
Knitting,
no, maybe
no
CPR.
Tanning, no flu shot.
Right.
All right, I have one last thing for you then,
yes.
Okay?
But I might do the CPR.
I saw a list, again, in the community newspaper.
Love the list.
And the list was getting your kids out of the slump coming back from winter break.
So this is it.
This is your last chance.
I'm in a slump. What about how to get the moms out of the slump?
It's for kids.
The kids are in a slump?
Do you want to hear?
Every day is like a wonderland. How are they in a slump?
My kids are in college. Every day is a wonderland for them.
Especially
there's no slump there. The only slump is me writing the check.
Yeah, right. And they're in college in great warm places. And you're stuck back here in the -500.
So you want to get your kids out of a slump?
I would like to
Since
get
you're
kids
not
out
going tanning or flu shotting or knitting or CPR.
My kids aren't in a slump because their every day is a party. They're learning about the world and they're learning music and they're learning drama and art. Their days are great. I need to get out of the slump.
Well, maybe this
I'm
will help you get out of
the grocery store and I'm doing errands and I'm picking up dry cleaning. I'm driving kids around. I need the list. Community newspaper. I know you guys listen to us. I know you do. Because you're like, what are Paul and Sasha? I mean, Anne. I mean, Julie. What are Paul and Jennifer up to? Well, here's our list about getting out of a slump for a middle-aged mom.
Go ahead. What's your list?
No,
I want
to
hear.
We're going back to your list. Let's.
Are you sure?
Yes.
All right. Well, this is the first one on the list. Maybe this will work for you.
Yeah.
Maybe your notebook needs an overhaul at this point.
No.
Can you overhaul your notebook?
I guess I could overhaul.
You know, you never know what you're going to find in your kid's notebook. You never know what you're going to want to find in your kid's notebook.
You never know what you're going to find in your middle-aged mom notebook.
Exactly.
In between, there might be love letters to gentlemen callers.
Wow. You mean callers who saw you in your furry costume from last
callers
week?
Callers who saw me last week? No, I'm referring to Tennessee Williams, who called in Glass Menagerie, Blanche's admirers, gentlemen callers.
Right.
Sorry. I like that term.
Gentlemen callers.
Gentlemen callers. And it'd just be funny if moms in the middle of their to-do lists and their whatever had like love letters to other guys. Wouldn't that be funny?
Hilarious. As long as it's not someone who I'm related to, yeah, I guess.
As a former ex-husband of someone, I guess maybe you wouldn't find that funny.
The other thing you can...
Yes, notebook. I'm taking notes from you. Notebook.
Are you?
Yeah, because okay. You're right. But here's my problem with notebook. I have to-do list. When I'm like functioning well, when I'm like in the zone, I have to-do lists. But my problem is I end up with like five different notebooks, five different to-do lists.
Well, that's why you need to clean up your notebook.
It needs to be one streamlined.
Maybe this list is for you. The second thing is you need to have a parent-teacher conference. A teacher needs to talk to you about
what you're doing. I should have one for me too. Teacher,
exactly. Maybe they can solve your is it a middle-aged? I shouldn't say middle-aged.
Young middle-aged mom slump.
Young middle-aged.
Hot middle-aged mom slump. Just kidding. But
will not say wet t-shirt middle-aged anymore.
Won't say wet t-shirt middle-aged mom parent-teacher conference. I'm going to write my kids, many teachers, and say my heading's going to be teacher, I need you. Will we get sued for that?
Elton John. From Elton That's John. Perfect now.
I'm going to say teacher, I need you. And then I'm going to say
But you're not going to sing the song.
When I get there, am I in a panda costume? And then hopefully that'll help get me advice. And I'm going to say,
It will not get you advice. It will have your kids emancipated
dear teacher, I know my kids have A-plus average, and they seem very well balanced and terrific. But you might be surprised to know their mom is having young middle-aged mom slump. And I have been wearing a panda costume for about a week now. I can't get out of it since I put it on. Uh-huh. And I would like your advice. Let's have a parent-teacher conference.
But only after I sit on the couch and watch Netflix all weekend.
Yes.
Correct?
I feel like that can only help, right?
Exactly. Now, will you bring in your notebook and have her clean it out, or will you go in with a clean notebook?
Good idea. I'll bring my five different filled notebooks, some with
She's
love
a teacher.
Letters.
She should be able to help you with that.
Yes.
And she can correct the grammar on the love letters if anything's needed.
Love letters to my many gentlemen fans and callers and poetry. I have poetry in there.
You know, I do think this list was for you because the last thing on the list was time budgeting.
And
I know, you are a master of time budgeting.
It's like, okay, so I like try to be organic with my life. And so I sort of just do what's coming and da, da, da. And sometimes I stay up way too late till like 2 a.m.
Right.
And then Paul comes to record to our recording studio and he finds me asleep on the couch. So it's not that I'm not a good time manager. I've been using all the time really well, but up until like 4 a.m. And
then now, if you are a horrible time manager, how do you
I'm a good time manager.
You're a good time
manager.
I'm
sorry.
You
can call me horrible. Well, we both have our opinion. You can call it horrible. I think it's great because I use all the time to like 4 doing things. It's just that it might suffer when you're coming to meet me and I'm passed out on the couch.
If you're an interesting time manager.
Interesting is better.
Is that better?
Yes, I'm an interesting time manager.
If you're an interesting time manager, do you pass that trait on to your kids? Are they interesting time managers?
No.
Because that's what this list is about.
Well,
or I guess
it's
about you at this point.
The list is about the kids, but what's so great is like my kids are on autopilot, A+, very efficient. They like independent, very conscientious. And I'm the one who's a mess at times. I mean, I'm not going to say I'm not a full-on mess. I mean, I get a lot done. But I'm not a very rigid scheduled person.
Right.
I'm not very scheduled, even though I've been trying to do the Pomodoro method since a year ago where you do 25 minutes chunks of everything. I was taught that by a friend.
Pomodoro, that sounds like an Italian food.
Right. It was based on the Pomodoro tomato. They called it that. But I've been trying to do that 25 minutes of focusing on just one thing, and then you get a 5-minute break, a 3-minute break, and then you do 25 minutes of something else. So I've been trying to work that in, but I'm not doing full Pomodoro, which full Pomodoro is you have to the night before chart out your day and go, okay, I'm going to record a podcast. That's 4 25-minute units. I'm going to do this. That's 1 25-minute unit. I don't do that, but what I do is look at my phone, see what time it is and go, okay, I have 25 minutes now to scroll on Facebook and see what's going on. And then after that, I have to stop, take my 3-minute break.
And then another 25 minutes on
exactly,
Facebook.
Exactly. That's the problem. So I do say, okay, only 25 minutes.
When do you get to eat
else.
When do you get to eat the tomato?
there. You don't eat the tomato, but it is, yes, the Pomodoro method. You guys can look it up. I'm giving a plug for free when really I should only plug people that advertise with us. Do you want to advertise with us? We're number 87 comedy podcast in Iceland.
In Iceland, Reykjavik.
And we've charted in the Netherlands in the top 100, first 200.
Icelandic Air, we're available.
Exactly. So all of those advertisers, we've got advertising space right now, and it could be you.
That's right. Now, this weekend you can call us up. You can find Jennifer, right? Are you Jennifer today?
Jennifer.
You can find Jennifer, misspelled Jennifer,
on the couch. But you can call me Jen couch. If you want. I'm that kind of Jennifer. You can call me Jen.
You can be, this is what your weekend plans can be. You can go get a tan and a flu shot. You can learn how to knit. You can learn CPR. You can restructure your kids' life so they get out of the doldrums.
This is the most productive episode of Community News
ever. Or you can just sit on the couch and watch Netflix.
And Paul has guilted me into, I'm going to sign up for the CPR class. So if you want to see me or meet up with me or talk to me about the Community News podcast,
you might as well
take the CPR class because he guilted me because my kids are still living in the
house. I'm going to watch the episode of The Office again and learn it on there.
Okay.
And so, as always, have a wonderful weekend, Jennifer. My name is Paul.
And I'm Jennifer.
Always good to see you. Have a great Friday, everyone. We'll talk to you again on Tuesday.
Take care, community.